question, jerk!
Hey, listen, nerds. It's time for another Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week podcast with Joe and Matt.
Time again for the best goddamn podcast on the internet.
Apparently people like it better than the regular show.
I think they do. I just wish more of them would call us. Come on, you guys. But what we're doing, it's the answer of the week. Every week, my buddy Joe Patrick, he's sitting right across from me. Say hi, Joe.
Hi.
Him and I, me being Matt Baum, host the Two-Headed Nerd comic book podcast, where we post the question of the week that we throw out to you guys. You then go to our forums, or you call us at 402-819-4894, or you send us an MP3 to twoheadednerd@gmail.com with a subject line, question of the week, or answer of the week. We don't care.
Either way, I'll know what it I'll know what it means.
And we play your answers to the question on this show.
Wording is important.
It is important.
Branding. But our branding is very confusing.
Before we get started, Joe Patrick, tell the kids what we asked them this week.
Look, kids, it's real simple. This week's question was provided by Jason Sachs. I hope he called in.
Famous internet alcoholic Jason Sachs.
That's right. Who wants to know, which superhero would you most like to have a drink with?
I knew this one instantly.
Same here.
Instantly.
Me too.
Let's get to it. Harvey Locust busts in as first to call. He got right on this.
Yeah, I think he's got some words for somebody.
Oh, boy.
Joseph, Matt Solomule, Harvey Locust calling in my answer to the question of the week and trying to beat in Randy and Andrews. So, in order to do that, I have to recap what the question was. Which superhero would you most likely have, or would you most like to have a drink with?
I think Harv's had a few already.
So, I'm already having a drink.
There you go.
Celebrating my 6-year anniversary at my job.
Hey.
Mazel tov.
Drinking Spot and Optimator. Now, on to the question.
Drinking what?
It's an excellent beer.
The answer, normally, usually, a few years ago, would have been Captain America. I mean, not Captain America, Captain Britain. The alcoholic of the group. From way back in the day. But, times have changed. Things have moved on. Forward. Up. Better. If you would. So my answer to this week's question, hands down, is Professor Xavier. That's right.
I didn't see that coming.
I want to have a yard glass with Prof X from First Class. I love that scene. I loved seeing him getting toasted. It was great. It was one of my favorite moments in X-Men history altogether.
I don't think that was
so
supposed
cheers,
to be
cheers
a
to
positive
you guys,
moment.
And here's to Professor X. Later.
I like it. He wanted to have a drink with hip swinging 60s Professor X. I dig it.
I think, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Hip swinging 60s and not like
burnt
drunk
out.
Down on his luck Professor X from the sequel.
Well,
right?
I mean, either one. You know, that's cool. I get it. Good answer, Harv. Thank you for your call.
I honestly, Professor X was a curveball.
Yeah, I didn't see it coming. Got another one on the hotline here. This might be a new one. This might be a new first time caller.
We'll see, man.
This is John Zimmerman from New Jersey calling in with my answer to the question of the week. And I finally decided to call in because this is a really serious question. Who do I want to have a drink with? Scott Slim Summers. Yes, Cyclops, leader of the X-Men. And why do I want to have a drink with him? Not because he's cool and I think he'd be fun to hang out with, but because that man needs a frickin' drink and someone to listen to him. This guy has been beat up, kicked around, blamed for stuff he wasn't even in control of doing, and no one's even acknowledged the fact that he died and came back to life, and there was this whole apocalypse thing, and then his love of his life died, and anyway, Scott needs a drink and someone to listen and not judge him, despite the fact that they may have gone crazy and have to be put down by S.H.I.E.L.D. or they've disturbed the entire timescape. Or whatever other crazy crap they've done that everybody has conveniently forgotten about. No, everyone treats Scott like he's a dick. And really, he just needs a guy to pal around with and lay his problems on. Lay them on me, Scott. I'll listen. Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work, nerds.
Welcome aboard, John
nice,
Zimmerman.
John.
We need to get him in a boxing ring with Shonix and have them fight it out. Here he's apologizing for Scott Summers.
Yeah.
Not a popular thing to do right now.
Scott is a divisive character.
He is a very divisive character. Now, I've been on record saying that I think he's more interesting now than he's ever been. And I tend to agree. I think that's a great choice.
I really do like that answer. Okay. And you know what? Maybe Scott would loosen up a little if he just had somebody to pal around with.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe he just needs a friend.
Thanks, John.
That was awesome, John. Thank you. There's Randy. I knew we'd get in here sooner or later.
Greetings, Joe and Matt. This is Randy Andrews emailing in for the question of the week. Say, you know, you mentioned about superheroes and drinks. Well, I was thinking that I would want to have a drink with Black Widow. You know why? Because in Iron Man 2, she can make a really good cocktail. And I think she would have some really interesting stories to tell. So yeah, Black Widow would be my choice to have a drink with, because I'm sure that she has some interesting stories to tell from Russia and other places. So that's my pick this week, guys. Hope you like it. Check out my soundtrack blog at soundtrackalley.blogspot.com, and see you in a week. Bye for now.
Got to tell us what he's listening to. I'm going to let it slide. I like the Black Widow answer. I feel like if you're drinking with Black Widow, you're probably having a vodka on the rocks.
He changed up his recap.
Now, he did change up the recap.
I think maybe he was feeling self-conscious.
Threw us a curveball. I liked it, though. It worked out well.
Yeah, I liked it.
In retrospect, we should have said, what superhero do you want to have a drink with, and what are you drinking?
Yeah. You know? I mean, I guess you're drinking whatever you want. You don't have to be like, drinking the same thing.
Yeah, like I'm going to buy the Black Widow a vodka on the rocks. We're going to sit down. We're going to talk about the Red Room. We're going to talk about Russia. We're going to get weird, you know? I'm going to hit her in a little bit. She's hot, you know?
You can't handle her.
No way, man.
She will break you like a twig.
Too much lady for me, I'll tell you what. Thank you for your call, as always, Randy.
Joe, Matt, this is Arrow. Calling in for the question of the week.
Hey! That is his real name, by the way, folks.
Poison Ivy would be the ultimate drinking partner. Not only could she provide the best hops for beer, the best grapes for wine, but she could provide any other natural party favor you wanted to indulge in.
Hey-oh.
Heck, who knows? The other Gotham City sirens may even stop by for the party. And the next morning, you know her hangover cure would be phenomenal.
Arrow, welcome aboard.
Buddy! I didn't even know he listened to the show.
Member of the Kinky Wizards, Arrow.
That's right, that's right.
Our D&D crew that I've been kicked out of.
You have not been kicked out of, Mr. I gotta work. I gotta work all the time.
I love the Poison Ivy call. He's got Poison Ivy homebrewing her own beer and wine.
Yeah.
And maybe a little bit of something else.
Listen.
You know, whatever.
If you're into that.
It's all natural. I bet get a baby.
Poison Ivy likes to get weird.
She's easy on the eyes. He wants to have a sexy party with the Gotham City sirens. I like it.
That's a good answer.
That's a great answer.
You know what? It never occurred to me that Poison Ivy would just be making up her own stuff.
Why not, man?
Yeah, totally.
Although you might not want to drink it.
Well, I mean, where do you think
she's evil.
where do you think it came from?
Yeah, remember what you did to Bane? Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Bomb. That was horrible.
We don't talk about that.
Yeah, that was terrible. Let's move right along. Gregory Litchfield. Kicking in an MP3. It's been a couple weeks since we've heard from him. Let's see what he's got for us.
Greetings, two-headed nerds. This is your number one true believer, Greg Litchfield, and the official THN Old Timer. This week's question asks us, which superhero would you most like to have a drink with? The inference of this question is that the drink be an alcoholic one, and while I have on occasion imbibed in a social glass of giggle juice, my companionable concoction of choice is coffee, or in a pinch, a cup of Earl Grey, hot. For this reason, I think Dr. Stephen Strange would be my preferred quaffing companion. I've always been fascinated by Dr. Strange's Sanctum Sanctorum, his three-story townhouse located in the bowels of New York City's Greenwich Village, and I can't think of a more tranquil or mystical setting for a robust cup of black tea. I'd love to wander in Dr. Strange's actual sanctorum, located on the third floor, and peruse his occult library where he keeps his magical tomes like the Book of Vishanti, but I suspect I'd be relegated to the first floor dining area. Dr. Strange's vast and wide range of knowledge and disciplines not only makes him the wisest and most contemplative of characters, but the one I would find most fascinating of conversational companions. I'd probably steer clear of conversing with Stephen of his multiple excursions into the dark dimension, but would instead ask him about his thoughts on the perception of being and how his ability to travel the astral plane affects his relationship with the physical one. Finally, I'd ask him if he could teach me to levitate without having to become a Sorcerer Supreme. Anyone interested in the old-timers' opinions on comics can still find me on Twitter at Greg Litchfield, where I review comics in 140 characters or less almost every day. There you go, Matt and Joe. By the hoary hosts of Hogarth, this is Greg Litchfield saying, "Nuff said!"
Greg, good to have you back, man. Doc Strange, that's an excellent answer.
Just that never gets old.
I don't think he's gonna let you get drunk and just like wander around the library, though. You know, like
no, that. But they're drinking coffee and tea, man. Oh, yeah, they're sure, just like sure. A classy gentleman.
Yeah, we never said it had to be alcoholic. You did say have a beer, but yeah, there's no rules, man. You have a Shasta. With,
I said have a drink. I said have a drink. It could be any drink.
You have a Shasta with She-Hulk. Why not? You know, whatever, man.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, have a Dr. Thunder with She-Hulk.
Dr. Thunder.
That's a knockoff Dr. Pepper from Nebraska. I don't know if it's everywhere.
There was a Hy-Vee brand.
She'd do Dr. Thirst. It's green. It's knockoff Mountain Dew.
There was a knockoff Mountain Dew, I think, sold by Hy-Vee. It may have been Walmart, but I think it was Hy-Vee, which is a local grocery chain. Is it national? I think it's just local.
It's all in the Midwest.
Called Green Lightning.
Yeah.
And Green Lightning sounds like a superhero, and in fact, my friend and I invented a superhero named Green Lightning in high school.
Very creative.
I mean, inspired by
young little ripoff artists.
We're not making any ownership claims. We're just saying that's an awesome name. Let's do something.
Greg, solid answer. And I thought about Doctor Strange as well. That's one I'd like to sit down and maybe have a nice glass of wine, or perhaps a Burgundy, a Bordeaux. He strikes me as a French wine guy.
No, I bet you he Steve drinks Strange. Tea. I bet you Greg is right in that he'd just be sipping tea.
I bet he drinks tea, too.
But it's weird magic tea.
Let's go back to the Ziggurat Hotline, see what we got here.
Hi, guys. Dwight from Chicago.
Hey.
Sorry I fell off there for a while, but I'm back, baby. Answering this week's question of the week, what superhero would you most want to have a drink with? I had to think long and hard, and
he's going
to
take my answer.
And I went not only back in time, but I had to go cross company.
He's going to take my answer.
I'm sitting in a bar in pre-52 Warriors bar with Guy Gardner, and we're having a chat. And all of a sudden, who should walk in but a lost Thor? Thor is asking for directions, and Guy makes some
twist.
Kind of a crack about Thor's long, flowing golden locks. And Thor goes, "You're a fine one to talk with, which are bowl cut." Next thing you know, furniture's flying. The drinks are okay, but that fight is epic. Thor eventually cleans his clock, but you got to admit that you'd pay a couple of bucks to see that fight. Anyway, that's my answer. Hope you guys like it. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Dwight, good to hear from you again, man. We just assume when we don't hear from you in a while, we said something to offend you, and you're listening to another podcast. So I'm glad that didn't happen. Now, normally, we would say, one answer only, you're disqualified. But that story was f***ing awesome.
And Guy Gardner wasn't his answer. He was saying he was at Guy Gardner's bar.
He gave us a
Thor
bar.
And Thor walked in. He told a tale.
He gave us a story. There was a bar fight. I mean, come on, man. That was great.
I'm in.
Thor and Guy Gardner.
I'm in.
Throwing down at Warriors. I love it. That is an excellent answer.
That place is always getting trashed.
It's true. I don't know how they kept that place open. Joe Patrick, we've been screaming about this for a little while now, how this has been kind of a dude fest.
I don't even know what to do. What's about to happen?
We've got some lady power right here popping up in the ziggurat, blowing my mind here. Allison York, welcome aboard, right?
I think so.
I don't know no Allie York. She's brand new. Let's see if we like her.
Hi, Joe and Matt. I'm Allison, and I'm emailing in my first ever answer to the question of the week since you asked for it. Well, I mean, you didn't ask me personally, but you asked for girls and you asked for new people, and I'm both of those.
So
you say.
Question, if I could have a drink with any superhero, it would have to be with Guido Carosella, also known as Strong Guy.
Oh.
I feel like the reasons are kind of apparent, but he's funny, attentive to his friends, and he used to be a bouncer, so, you know, it's on his home court. Anyways, that's my answer. Thank you so much. Bye.
Allison is an X-Factor fan, just like me. That tugs on the heartstrings. Allison,
totally.
Welcome aboard.
That's a great answer.
We love your girl power up here. That's an awesome answer. My first question to Strong Guy would be like, what is the deal with those sunglasses? What is that, man? I don't get it. I love them. I think they look cool, but what the hell?
Allison, thank you so much for calling in. That was awesome.
And in your email, you said, hopefully this works. Doesn't sound awful. You sounded great.
Keep it up.
We loved it. Good answer, too.
We'll thank see you next Allison. Week.
That's right. Now you're in. You have to deal with people like Jason Sachs. Here
your,
he is.
Your jean jacket is on the way.
Hey, guys. All right. As I pop open a nice bottle of Scuttlebutt Golden Mariner Pale Ale.
Excellent choice.
Hello. Good stuff. Bottled here in Everett, Washington by the Scuttlebutt Brewing Company, scuttlebuttbrewing.com. Never mind. I can take another drink of my delicious beer here first.
I get it. He's in the pocket of Big Scuttlebutt.
So, Joe and Matt, what superhero would I like to have a drink of beer with? Sorry, Randy. I repeated the theme. My hero is Keith Silva, of course. Silva's a superhero to me. He's a god among men. He's the narrative king.
Oh, Jesus.
He's the smartest caller ever. But you want me to choose someone who's
it's legal in Washington, isn't it?
Superpowers, don't you? Well, you know, there's only one guy who you want to hang out with, in my eyes. I'm going to go with the scratch here. It's got to be Hercules. The man's got stories. The man attracts interesting people. The man has a... beautiful women following him around. Excuse me. Need another drink. This is good beer. Scuttlebutt from Everett, Washington here. It's delicious. good beer. And he's got an awesome beard. And, you know, if he's got an awesome beard, it usually means he's got some great stories to tell and some good friends to hang out with. And, you know, he's just a good dude. Hercules, there you go. Prince of power, prince of drinking. Good man. Thanks. Bye.
Today's answer of the week brought to you by Scuttlebutt Brewing in someplace Washington.
He did not once say his name.
No, he said Jason Sachs.
Did he?
Yeah, he said in the beginning.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he said it was him.
I don't think he did.
No, he totally did.
He don't think he did.
He said, stole my answer, too.
He said, hey, Joe and Matt. Hold on. I'm going to take a drink.
Oh, I could have
and then
he
started talking.
Oh, well, we introduced him, so it's... Jesus.
I'm really sorry.
Joe just knocked the ziggurat down. He stole my answer. So I'm switching to my backup answer.
It's okay to have the same answer.
No, I'm switching. Herc Daddy? Oh, man. I would love to have a big glass of mead with Herc.
That is a very easy answer.
Ideally.
And not for, you know.
Ideally, I'm at the bar.
I think that's a great answer.
With Herc and Thor, and they're having a drinking contest, because those are some of my favorite, like Herc and Thor stumbling out of the bar wasted, you know, and the bartender's like, they drank every keg in the place, you know, like always.
Yeah, that bartender's ruined.
They were always pissed. Great answer. I would love to have a drink with Herc Daddy just to talk about that skirt, man. That's sexy stuff. They need to bring it back. The skirt went away for a while there. He's just wearing underpants again. Where is Herc?
I haven't seen Hercules in a while.
I want Herc back, man. BS.
It is BS. Never. I agree.
Sean X hits us with the subject line. It's Friday. Good news, Sean. We pushed everything back.
Yeah, you're good, buddy.
You have until Friday to hit us now, guys. Let's see what Sean's got.
Hello, Two-Headed Nerd. Sean X emailing in with my answer to the week. This one's late. Hopefully it sneaks in, though.
Delete it.
Yeah. Because I got snubbed last week.
It's true, he did.
And then I missed the week before.
I forgot
but
to
I'm
flag.
Back.
I forgot to flag his
and this was
last
a tough
week.
Question because this kid doesn't drink. So it's hard to see me drinking with someone because then whoever I drank with, hopefully they'd be all right to, like, you know, put out fires and stuff like that. Maybe Iceman or Hydroman or something like that. But I thought back to someone that I would go to an AA meeting with. Because, hello, my name's Sean and I'm an alcoholic. I haven't drank since 98, so I'm going to get a little deep here.
Hey.
But in the late 90s, I was reading a book called X-Force. Some people may have heard of it. It had a character named Siren. This was the daughter of Banshee,
totally
Sean
that.
Cassidy, Teresa Cassidy. I don't know. That might not be her last name. But anyway, great issue where she had lost her voice, and it was done by John Francis Moore with art by Tommy Lee Edwards. Great team right there. And it was one of my favorite. It just came to mind when this question was asked. But it's an issue where she's going around and she'd been in some recovery. And she's moping around, and she ends up buying a bottle towards the end of the issue. And I remember reading that and just putting the book down and being like, come on. And then the best thing about it was she attended a meeting, and I thought that was fantastic. And it's one of the issues that's always stuck out to me. I'll never forget it. I think it's 91 is the title, X-Force 91, if anyone wants to look that guy up. But it was a good time for X-Force then, and some good storytelling there. But yeah, I'd like to have a coffee. Actually, I would like to get Siren and sit down with Tony Stark and ask him, you know, you sacrificed your sobriety in Fear Itself, but I've seen him drinking from time to time in the current 616. I may be mistaken, but I've seen him drinking. So I want to know what Tony did, because if it's a pill, oh, he's make-believe anyway. But hopefully this makes the cut. If it doesn't, then it's just for you two, Joe and Matt, for your ears only. All right, guys, talking to you next week.
I'm glad he didn't say anything private and embarrassing.
Yeah, no doubt. John, we just changed the rules for you, baby.
That's right. You know, about Tony, after the Fear Itself thing, I don't know that I saw him drinking again after that.
No.
But I do remember that, like, in She-Hulk number one,
he was drunk for a little bit. He was drunk for a couple months, and then they had an issue where Matt Fraction sent him back to him. He started going to meetings again. He brought back...
I don't think he was
he
drunk
brought
for
back
a couple
drunk
months.
Dwarf with him. May have been like one issue, but he brought back drunk Dwarf with him.
Yeah, yeah, they went to...
And they both went to AA together.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
Split lip.
It was awesome.
I do remember... I remember seeing in She-Hulk number one... There was like a montage scene at the very beginning of the issue where it's like, I'm She-Hulk and this is my life. Courtroom stuff, Avengers stuff, party time. And in part of the drawing, it's her at the bar with Tony and Thor, and Tony is obviously drinking. Now,
maybe he's having a non-alcoholic, you know,
a non-alcoholic martini.
A
martini
mocktail. That's what they call them. That's a pregnant lady.
Now, I wrote it off as
and Tony
being,
Stark.
I wrote it off just as the artist. Just drawing whatever, and it's a montage scene. It's
right.
It's not an actual story beat, so I disregarded it. But Tony really sticking to his recovery was something I always really loved. And when Carol Danvers went through it in the 90s when Kurt Busiek's Avengers launched, and Tony was there to like help her.
Yeah.
Because she was in denial.
That was really good.
And, man, those are good stories.
Man, most recently in New Avengers, where they did, they were getting ready for, what's it called? The planets.
The incursion.
The incursion. And Tony, like, poured, like, 21, or like a shot for every year he'd been sober or something like that, and stood in front of him and stared at him.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Said, you know, like, I can't stop this, but I'm just glad I beat you. You
yeah,
know,
that
and
was
like,
really good.
That was an awesome moment where he's just like staring
that
down.
That was the last issue.
Goes,
that
yeah.
was the most recent issue where
awesome.
It was revealed that Namor. The reason that the incursion never happened was because Namor and his cronies
they
went off
a
on a murder spree.
They blew up a planet.
Yeah.
Great answer, Sean, though. You can't put Shonix in a box. You can't do it.
No.
He'll jump right out, man. He'll turn the question on its head, and we'll end up loving it. That was
I
a great
it.
Answer.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah.
Getting
personal, too. Thanks, Sean.
I appreciate
great,
that, too.
That's great. Okay. Zach Hollowell hits us very late. We just happen to like him, and we have no idea what this is. So
I really don't know what's going to happen.
We're wading into strange waters here. Let's see what this man has for us.
Hi, nerds. This is Zach Hollowell calling in. I'm calling in because last weekend I was at a wedding, and during this event, Matt came up to me, and he said that I needed to start calling in because I was the best caller you guys got. And then he started to cry a little bit, and he said, and... Joe gets really angry when the show isn't good, and he hits him. And
Zach is paraphrasing, of course.
The show kept going bad, and he kept hitting him. I mean, he was in this abusive relationship, but he was going to have to stay with it. And, you know, I just don't like to see the little guy get beat up so much. So I decided to call in. Now, who would I like to have a drink with? Top of mind, the first one that comes is, I'm not really going to use it, but it's a certain Texas preacher, but yeah, that's too easy. I think the one that I'm really going to go with is Buddy Bradley from Pete, Beatbags comic from the 90s. One of the finest indie comics ever. Why would I like to drink so much with Buddy? Well, if you look at Buddy and you look at his friends like Val and Stinky and all the others, they're my friends. Those are the kinds of guys that I was hanging out with at the time. And Matt can back me up on this because a lot of my friends are his friends too. Those weirdo hipster kind of things. Yeah, I got to hang out with those guys and it was fun and I miss it all the time. So that's my answer. Joe, sorry you don't get to hit Matt anymore. You can hit him. Go ahead and hit him. Okay, well, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
It's true. Joe does beat me. I love that
but
answer.
Only because he likes it.
Yeah, yeah. He's whipping me with love, like Adrian Peterson's mom. That was her quote. When we whip our children, we do it with love. I love that answer. Buddy is a total, like, stoner party dude that knows how to get down and, like, throw down some beers and have a good time. It reminds me of a bunch of my own loser friends and myself.
I've never read.
Oh, Hate is so much fun. I love it. It's really, not for everybody. Hate's great stuff, though. This was fun. This question turned out to be great. We got a bunch of calls. We heard from some old friends that we haven't heard from for a while. Made some new friends. We got some lady power up in here. About damn time. I love it. Joe Patrick, you want me to recap?
No, I'm... Oh, favorite call?
Who's your favorite call?
I'm giving my favorite to Dwight Brown, I think. Because he had a tale to tell.
He wrote a story, man.
Yeah, he had a story to go with
it. He wrote a story, and it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it, too.
They were all good. They were all really good. I really did like Sean's call and how he you know, took a different tack with it. I liked Greg Litchfield's answer, sipping tea with Dr. Strange.
I'm giving
in the
Arrow
library.
Most creative. That was solid.
Yeah, but I think that Dwight took the time to say, to write a little story about how he was sitting in Warrior's Bar.
I love it.
And all of a sudden, Thor shows up and those dudes got in a bar fight.
Yeah, I'm going with Dwight as well. That really was my favorite. That was great.
So,
who are we drinking with? Let's sit down. Let's have a drink. Who are we drinking with?
All right. Well, I was worried that Dwight was going to take my answer.
Okay.
Because my answer is Guy Gardner.
Okay.
And I knew right away because not only does Guy Gardner own a bar.
He's also an angry drunk, dude.
I don't think so.
That dude gets into it. He gets in his cups and like Batman has to lay him out.
I don't think so. I would like to talk specifically about the version of Guy Gardner that Bo Smith wrote about in Guy Gardner Warrior.
Okay.
In the 90s. That book, I concede it's a product of the time. It's probably not very well regarded these days. But that writer did a lot for that character of Guy Gardner. He kind of developed him a lot more beyond the one note, bowl cut, angry.
Fair enough.
Justice League Green Lantern.
Yeah, like gave him real personality.
Right. And so, yeah, he was kind of a rough and tumble kind of guy and a rednecky kind of guy, but he also had a good heart and he had a complicated backstory.
Sure.
Bo Smith developed an amazing supporting cast in that book. That included like super obscure characters, Buck Wargo, who is like this adventurer guy who turned into a tiger man, like Talkie Tawny kind of.
I don't know that.
Arisia from the Green Lantern Corps, because this was after the Green Lanterns had all gone away.
And they like fell in love for a while there too.
No, he was more like a kid sister kind of thing.
Oh, didn't he have a thing for her later on?
No, I don't think so.
Who am I thinking of?
No, I don't think
so. It was another female Green Lantern Corps member. I thought it was a reason.
No, Guy Gardner is in love with Ice.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
You know, Hawkman would show up and so he opened this bar, Warriors, and it was this superhero themed. It was sort of like Planet Hollywood or the Hard Rock Cafe if those were actually neighborhood bars and not like corporate nonsense places. And so you could go, it was like if Cheers and Planet Hollywood smashed together and had a baby. and you'd go in and they'd shout your name and you'd have a drink with Guy Gardner and he'd tell you some story about Kilowog.
Yeah.
And it would be fun. And so I would just love to hang out at that place. It's where the superheroes went to unwind and just kind of spend time together when they weren't like deep in the
Yeah.
I loved that time, even though those stories might not be great today. The character stuff I loved, and I will always love that version of Guy Gardner, and I'm kind of sad that we've gotten away from it.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
So who's your backup since your answer got stolen?
So Zach stole my Herc Daddy answer, so I got to go to something really obvious, and it's a character that you probably see drinking more than any other character in comic books. I want to sit down and I want to have a beer with Wolverine, man. I want to sit down in some seedy little Canadian bar.
That's lame.
Wolverine, have a beer, hear some stories. I want to hear like everything. And hopefully he invites me to that poker game that we always see him ending up
with. Oh, yeah, with Ben Grimm.
With Ben Grimm. And like Steve Rogers is there who refuses to cheat and can't bluff. So they take his money. I always loved those scenes of Wolverine and like the boys playing poker and Ben Grimm's like bitching about how terrible his cards are and everything, you know. And there's it was always like the Thing, Cap, Wolvie, Hawkeye was there sometimes.
I think like, She-Hulk came sometimes.
She-Hulk was invited. She was the first woman invited and they made a big stink about it.
Yeah.
Dominic Fortune would be there or something weird.
You know? I think it was different guys at different times. The Beast I know for sure was there. Yeah,
he always invited Hank. Hank always walked with everybody's money. He was the smartest guy at the table.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, I love those scenes. I do love those scenes.
I'd love to have a beer with Wolverine, man. Two short guys kicking back.
You know what? I am stunned nobody said
mugs.
The Thing.
Yeah.
No one person suggested The Thing.
Yeah, I know. Ben Grimm seems like a fun guy to drink with.
Yeah, that's crazy.
This is a great question.
That was super fun.
It's a great question.
Thanks, Jason, for coming up
with
it.
And it kind of digs into those little moments that we all love about comics that we don't seem to get enough
and
of anymore.
Comics are fun. They don't always need to be so freaking deadly serious. I loved it.
Great question. Great answers. Thanks so much. Good to hear from some old friends. We got a new question. It's up right now. Joe Patrick, tell them what it is.
All right. On Monday, the season premiere of Gotham hit the airwaves. We want to know what you thought of it. Full spoilers. Let's rap about it, man.
Yeah, man.
Let's get your first impressions of this new series. I'm kind of excited.
Yeah. You've got until next Friday to tell us what you thought of Gotham.
Midnight.
You can call us. You can email us. You can tweet at us. You can just go to the forums and write an entire review. Feel free, man. We love that stuff. Forums are a good place to do that. There's some really smart, heady nerd stuff going on there. You'll love it. We'll have another episode of the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Book Podcast hitting this weekend. If you go back and listen to the latest episode, we threw down the gauntlet. We asked one of you nerds to lay it on us. We want to know the last time that Alan Moore wrote a property that wasn't his. And I'm not talking like The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen or The Lost Girls where he took real
or
characters.
Or even the Lovecraft
stuff. I'm talking
like
worked on someone
Alan
else's
Moore wrote
stuff.
Batman, you know, like someone else's babies.
Call us. Lay it on us. We'll put it on this show. We love Lay It On Us. It's our newest thing. It's great. Lay it on me, nerds. Check this out, nerds. We had a little mishap this week, and I totally blame myself. I'm through beating myself up, though, and I really want to get you this interview that Joe and I did with Todd McAuliffe, creator of Who Needs the Moon. We did it for an amazing Comic Pushers segment that had the best rap you're never going to hear, and it's killing me. It's killing me. But here is the interview in its entirety. Again, so sorry, and we will be back with a new show this weekend.
So, Todd, welcome to THN. Tell us a little bit about Who Needs the Moon.
Okay, well, Who Needs the Moon is about a werewolf who is kind of resentful about a lot of things that happened to him up to this point in time, and he's sort of started a mission for himself where he has become a monster hunter. He's kind of confused, and he doesn't want stuff that has happened to him in the past to happen to anyone else in the future. And I hope it's a little bit more of a character-driven piece than, say, like a lot of werewolf vampire comics that are out there on the market currently.
I like the idea of the monster hunter. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, bad guy, good guy. Like kind of. So that's fun.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, I'm sort of hoping that I'm halfway through the story right now, and I think at this point, unfortunately, he's becoming much more of a villain than the guys he's trying to kill.
Whoa.
So I'm sort of stuck right now. I'm trying to figure out if I want to redeem him. I don't really want to, but I don't want the audience to completely despise him at this point either. So yeah, he's complicated.
Yeah, sounds like a conflicted guy. So this is going to be a 216-page full-color graphic novel. Is that right?
Yeah, roughly.
And you're the writer and the artist, correct?
Yeah, yes, I am.
If everything goes well, when do you hope to have it done?
My wife's sick, so she's got cancer, and she just finished chemo last week, another round of it. So her health has kind of been a struggle for us, and I don't work at the moment either, so it's that's not good. But it's taken a while to get 4 issues released digitally up until this point, but you know, we've sort of talked about things and tried to get some family to help so that I can get this done, especially with the Kickstarter happening by the end of the year. So I hope to get the 4 remaining issues, the other half of the story done by the end of December.
So has this...
Early January at the latest.
Sure. So has this come out in other formats then already, like serialized?
Yeah, it's on Comixology at the moment. And I also sell it through myself. Digitally on Gumroad, where it's pay what you want.
Sure.
Cool. And we'll have links to
that. Yeah, we'll link to all
the show
that.
Notes, definitely.
To get the word out, I put it on Gumroad and you know, ask for pay what you want, because I just needed the exposure, and I don't think that digital comics are kind of overpriced. I think most people, they'd rather read something in print anyway, so.
The Kickstarter's asking for $3,000 Canadian.
Yeah.
Which is like $200,000 American, I think. I'm not sure.
But silly question.
Exchange, yeah.
American fans can also donate to this Kickstarter.
Oh yeah.
I presume.
Yeah, of course.
What kind of rewards are you guys offering for this particular promotion?
Because I've got to finish the book, I didn't feel like it was a great idea to sort of take me off and put me on, you know, creating a whole lot of like sort of, I don't know, designs for T-shirts or whatever.
Sure.
So we kind of just focused on getting the book out. And so for like $20, you can get the book. For $25, you can get the signed book. For I think a good one, well, for $30, you can get the signed book with postcards. But I think a good one is the $40 one, where you get the signed book with an interior cover sketch, which I got the idea from Jim Rugg. He was doing a whole bunch of character sketches on the interiors of his Street Angel book. So I thought that'd be a good reward, I think,
yeah,
for people.
That I think is going to be an excellent draw for you. And I see that you have like a retailer package as well, which is a great idea.
Yeah.
I know for me, I run a store here in Omaha, and we have taken part in Kickstarters in the past that have offered an easy entry for retailers to make a pledge and then get like a stack of books to sell to their customers, you know?
Yeah, it's a good price for that too. So
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Especially, yeah, with the exchange rate, I think you'll be laughing when you get these books.
Hey, can I ask, who did the trailer on your Kickstarter? It's a really impressive sort of like comic animated trailer.
Yeah, no, Adam did most of that. I sort of looked at what he did, and I sort of threw him some more images, and I quickly kind of created that logo introduction for him. But mostly, yeah, he took images that I had lying around, and he got a guy to do the narration on Fiverr.com. And I guess this guy will do, you know, that sort of typical, like, cinematic, you know, narrator doing
in a world where werewolves hunt vampires. Like,
I was pretty amazed. Like that alone, I was like, that's awesome.
Hey, yo, it came out really cool. I got to say, it totally caught my eye. I think the art here looks really good. The story sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I hope some of our listeners will throw some money at you. We're personally going to throw some money at you. This looks really cool, and it's going for a good cause. Sounds like you are the true definition of the struggling, starving artist, and you need some help.
I certainly am. Not that I, you know, I'm since starting to work on comics, I've come to the realization that a lot of people that do this are kind of in the same boat.
Right.
So yeah, I think it's important for anybody who's like a fan of comics that if you want to get new voices, you know, new stories going, you got to support the indie guys, because that's where all the cool stuff's happening, I think.
Absolutely. That's why we host this little segment, man, just for you guys.
I'm very new to iTunes and podcasts. I just subscribed to your podcast today, so I'm from the past. I'm just catching up.
Well, hey, every click counts. We appreciate it.
I apologize. So we will link to the Kickstarter, to your publisher's website. That's Underbelly Comics, and to your Gumroad site. All in the show notes. We're gonna send our guys your way. check this book out. Honestly, it looks amazing. We weren't even sure we were going to do the Kickstarter thing this week. And we looked at Kickstarter for 5 minutes. And this was one of the first books I saw.
Yeah, this jumped right out.
And we had to talk about it. So I'm really glad we were able to get in touch with you. And we appreciate you coming on the show.
I'm so happy that you guys contacted us and you're doing this for us. This is great. I love it. Thank you.
Right on, Todd. Thank you, man. That was our interview with Todd McCullough from Who Needs the Moon, Todd's Kickstarter, and all the other stuff they mentioned here. We'll have links in the notes for this show. Go check it out. Throw some money at him. He really could use your support, and it does look really cool. I promise you, by hook or by crook, this weekend, we will have a show. And again, I apologize, guys. This is the Two-Headed Nerd, signing off.